皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
元気ですか？今日の天気良かったんですよね。この辺わかんないんだけど、ずっとだいたい月曜日から雨降ってたんですが、茨城はどうだったんでしょうか？ずっと降ってたんですか？だいたいですね、今朝の天気の予報を見てたんですが、もう雪降ってるところもありますね。青森県、北海道、間違いないんですけど、今日はね、関西よりも東京暖かいんですよ。もう22度まで。実はこの辺はね、茨城、東京は一番暖かいんですよ、今日は。ありがとう、今日は教会来てくれて。今日なんとなくお客さんが多いみたいですよ、初めて来た方々。じゃあちょっと2、3分ぐらいで挨拶してみようか。まず今日は初めて来た方、ちょっと手で待っていいですか？はい、3、4人ぐらいいるんですけど、ぜひ挨拶をみんなにしてほしいんですけど、じゃあちょっと英語で説明します。 Good morning everyone, good to see you. We're going to have a little time of greeting. Mike's here in the back, you can say hello to him. There's also a few people who are not, they haven't been here before, 3 or 4 people, the first time. So let's take 2 or 3 minutes and welcome. はい、じゃあ2、3分ぐらいで立っていただいて挨拶しましょう。Thank you everyone, let's return to our seat. Many 皆さん自動販売でお金を落としたことありますか？ね、入れるときにあっ、その後ずっと探して探して見つからなくて、その後ちょっと恥ずかしくても下にひずまずいてよく探しますよね。はい、まあ10円だったらそんなに心配はないかもしれないんだけど、100円玉、50円玉だったらやっぱりもうちょっと力入れて探してみるんですよね、私たちが。実はチャリとクリスね、これちょっと恥ずかしい話なんだけど、ちっちゃい時に、まあ、なんとなく私ね、お小遣いは出せなくて、自動販売の、近くに寄った時に、二人が、じゃあ、お父さんからお小遣い今週もらってないからちょっと探していきましょう。二人はその下でずっと手を入れて何やってんのお前、やめなさいそれ、お父さん今週のお小遣い出してないから言ってて、ちょっと面白かったんだけど、まあ今もちゃんとお小遣い出してないからしょうがないです。はい、実は今日はですね、なくしたものの話、皆さんとちょっと、考えていただきたいんですが、聖書あればぜひルカ15章再労働常木先生読んだ箇所なんですが、教会聖書は、69ページですね。新約聖書2つの部分があるんですが、旧約聖書は前の方ですね、新約聖書は後ろの方で、後ろの方の69ページルカによる福音書の15章。実はこの章ですね、ずっと最初から最後まで同じぐらい3つの話があるんですけど、今日は一番短い真ん中の方、ちょっとそこからイエス様何をしてってるのか一緒に見ていただきたいんです。じゃあもう一回ですか、読んでいただいて、その間にちょっと英語で挨拶をしてみたいと思います。お願いします。実は一節から、読んでもいいんですよ。一節からでもいい話があります。大体同じぐらい話。Good morning, everyone.、we'll be looking at Luke chapter 15, talking about losing things this morning. Losing things.、you guys ever, taking your money out of your wallet or purse?And you're about to put it in the machine and drop it. Have you ever had that experience? As I get older, it has a tendency to happen more often. But anyway, I've done that. If it's just 10 yen, I've lost 10 yen before. And I'll look for it for a little bit. You know how that is, right? You kind of look around, stick your hand just slightly under the machine. If it's not there, it's 10 yen. I'm not going to dirty my clothes just for that.But I tell you what, if it's 50 yen or 100 yen, I'm about to, I'm down on my knees, right? Sticking my hand way under there, because that's a different matter. Especially when you've got 5 miles to feed. I told a story that Christian and Charlie, when they were little, sometimes they would get allowances from my wife and I, but sometimes, either I'd forget, or wouldn't have a lot of money that week. And my boys had a way of twisting my arm.To get their allowance when I didn't do that. What they would do is when we're walking down the street or a shopping center somewhere, and they would see one of these drink machines or snack machines, they would run up, get on the ground, and stick their hands under there, reach and try and get there, find over to see who get their hands in there, because they were sure they were going to find something under there. And then Bird and I walk up like Japanese parents and slap them upside the head. Real nice to them. Get out from under there. What are you doing?And they get it with this look on their face. You can just picture my boys and big eyes and looking at them both about the, they're only like 16, 17 months apart, so about the same expression, about the same words. And Charlie always spoke, a lot more than Christians anyway. But they would both look at me at the same time, both say, they look at each other and go, well, we haven't gotten this week's allowance. And they always found ways to embarrass me to try to get their allowance from me. So that happened to me. For those of you who haven't gotten children yet, be sure, if you promise an allowance, be sure and live up to that or deal with the embarrassment of being a child. So, Luke chapter 15. There's three stories in there, right? You know they're very famous. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. I've chosen the shortest one, probably. for that. The one in the middle. And we're going to look at that real quickly and see words of advice that Jesus has for us about finding lost things. And while I'm speaking in Japanese, though, if you don't mind, just to refresh yourself, if you would read from verse 1 and just continue on through the chapter, and then I'll get back and we'll make three easy points from the middle story of the lost coin. So, Luke chapter 15. Mina, outline mo kimasu ka? Outline. Wow. So, isn't it? 1枚ではなくて半分ですね。ぐらい感じで。持ってない方々いれば、ぜひ、受付の方で、もらってください。簡単、話ですよね。コインなくしちゃって、どこ見つからなくて、よく探して、やっと見つけて、 そういう話ね。そんなに難しい話ではないんですが、イエス様は私たちに何をしてくれるんでしょうね。何に返してもらいたいんでしょうか。私は、まあ、3つのキーポイントから、話したいんですが、まず、灯火をつける。いつか、そのところから。これは8節に書いてあるんですが、いつか、 あるいはドラコマ、銀貨を10枚持っている女がいて、その1枚をなくしたとすれば、灯火をつけ。つまりですね、光をつけるんですね。まあ、基本じゃないですか。よく、昔のこの時代の家が窓、 なかったんですよ、私、歴史探したんですが、その時に窓なかったので、昼間でも、なんか探してる時に、火を、ね、灯火をつけないと何も見えないんですね。基本。イエス様が私たちに何と深い意味あるんではないでしょうか。私たち、何を理解してもらいたいでしょうか。ちょっと、 話、もう一つの話あるんですが、うちの妻の意味なんですが、コンタクト使ってますね。コンタクト。結婚した時に9年間アメリカに住んでたんですが、その9年間の間に僕の給料は結構、お金が結構少なかったんですね。毎月だいたい8万円ぐらいですね。2人で。 生活したんですね。だから、1000円でも、500円でも結構大きい金だったんですね。だから、前のコンタクトは結構高かった。1万、その時は1万2000円ぐらいだったんですね。買ったばっかりで、ある日ですね、僕の車の中に落とした。コンタクトね。 こんな感じだった時に鏡を見た。マーク、車止めて。落としたの？いや、コンタクト落としたんだよ。僕、最初に考えたのは何だと思います？マイミー、かわいそう。どう思わなかった。やっぱり私ね、最初に思ったのは、なんだこれ。 1万2000円また出さの私は。口で言わなかったんだけど、実はね、頭の中に言ってた。もちろん車をね、泥から寄って止めたんですね。問題が、うちの車のインテリア、真っ黒だった。真っ黒。わかります？真っ黒だよ。天井でも真っ黒。 ステアリングフィールドも真っ黒。全部同じ色。前にどこに落としたのかもうわかんないんで。いやー、どうしよう、どうしようと思った時に、私にこうなっちゃった。なんで前にもっと気をつけないかなと思った時に、前がね、ちょっと、今もそうだけど、その時、可愛い彼こうやったんですよ。<笑> まっちゃん、その時はまっちゃんって言われてね。まっちゃん、ちょっとお祈りしましょうか。<笑> 何お祈りですか。はい、お祈りしましょうね。あのコンタクト見つけるように。お祈りですか。はい、じゃあお祈りします。じゃあマークさんお願いしますね。はい、じゃあ手振りにしようとして、はい、コンタクトを見つけるようにお願いしようとして、簡単に用意したんですね。ちょっとギリ、あのギリのように用意したんだけど、そんなに信仰を持ってお祈りしてなかったんですね。その時まで私ね、大きいことだけあのお祈りしたんですね。 そんなに大したこともののためにお祈りした経験なかったので、ちょっとギリ、気持ちでお祈りした。その後何が起こったのか分かりません。まあ、しばらくは私ね、あの席の前には前の席の前の方で探したんだけど、なんとなく突然で私ドアを開けて、あのこれはトゥードア車なんですね。その時クリスチャンチャールまだ生まれてないから2人で暮らしてて、あのでも何なら気持ちでね、なんか車からドア開けて、あの降りて、席がこうやって前身の後ろ あのシートベルトの繋がってるところあるじゃないですか、下で降りる。そこで私何となく探したんですよ。見つけました。見つけた、不思議に。信じられないで、前身はあの普通のカード、あ、やっぱり見つけたね。そんなに信仰を持ってるのが非常にびっくりしてて、もうすごいですね。祈りで、祈りで見つけた。それ一回だけではないんですよ。前にいつも何か簡単の大したことものでも、なんか まずお祈りしましょうね、マーク。私は、まあ、前はちょっとあのすごくギリギリ、あのギリ、雰囲気でお祈りしたんだけど、今ははい、お祈りしましょうねすぐ言うんですよ。人がいます。やっぱりね、同じように灯火をつける、電気をつけるというのは基本なんですが、何々をする前に、基本なんですが祈りが大切ですね。イエス様はそれを理解していただきたいと思います。イエス様も同じようにやったんですよ。あのルカ6章の12節から16節まで、ちょっと見てもらっていいですか。同じあの本なんですが、6章の12節から16節まで、教会聖書は112ページですね。112ページですよね。すみません、間違ってました。So, some of you probably picked up on the next story I'm about to tell you. But, you know, when I read things in the Bible, it used to be that I just read them at face value and then just went over and over. Well, every year my goal is to read through the Bible. And it takes a lot of discipline on my part because I'm not necessarily a reader. I'm a sports guy. I like being outdoors. And I really have to push myself to read anything.And yes, I'm an English teacher and I do read books, but it doesn't come as natural to me as maybe it does a lot of English teachers. Even for the kids that I teach in school, they're encouraging me also, saying, oh, Tinkon, this is a really good book, you ought to read that. You know, I'm trying to pick it up, but it doesn't come as easy for me as maybe it does for many of you. So one of the things that I've learned that if I try to do, especially when you read the same thing over and over again, is to dig a little deeper than I did the year before.Now I'm at a point in my life where I've read through the Bible over 20-some times, and, you know, rehashing the same thing, you don't really mentally become aware of what you're reading unless you actually force yourself to try to find new meaning in what you're reading. So recently, especially this year, every year I set a goal in January. This year one of my goals was to dig deeper into the parables of Jesus. So I don't know if you've noticed this year, but most of the sermons that I'm preaching to you happen to come from my personal study of reading the parables of Jesus and trying to dig deeper than at the face value of what a parable says. And this is one of those times. You read the parable of the widow who loses her two mites. There's not much there other than, you know, she lights a candle, she sweeps the house, I mean, she looks perfect for it. But for me, I found a different meaning this year when I read through it, and that was this. The first thing is there are three things here that take place that this lady does that seem very basic but very important. The first thing is, in your Bible, it probably says light a lamp. In the Japanese Bible, it says similar, but it could mean a candle also. Regardless, that's not a point I'm talking about here. It's the most basic of things take place. Now, in houses at this time, as I researched and found out, there are no windows in these houses. So anytime somebody looks for anything, even in the middle of the day, the first thing they do is light a lamp or a candle so they can look for it. Very basic, just the first reaction. And I told a story of the first time my wife made an impression on me. Well, one of the first times she made an impression, a lot of times, but one of the first times her faith really made an impression on me was shortly after we were married. I bought her some new contacts. And at this time, I was making about $8,000 a year working at a Christian school in America. So I was bringing home around $8,000 a month once you take taxes out. You know? And that's not a lot of money, even at that time, even though that was a while back, right? So every little bit of money, every dollar, you know, $5, $10 meant a lot to our family. And I spent about $120, $130 bucks on buying what I could afford, what I thought was the best contacts that I could afford for her. Shortly after we bought those, we're sitting in the car, and all of a sudden she goes, ah. Oh no. So, what happened? You know, I'm scared. You know, you had a heart attack or what? And she said, I lost my contact. What do you think is the first thing that ran through my mind? Poor honey, she can't see so well. That poor guy. You know, I'm a man. The first thing that runs through my mind is, oh no, more money. Where am I going to get another $120, $130 bucks? Because you can't buy one contact at a time. You have to buy two. So I wasn't thinking $60. I was thinking the whole price, right? Well, my wife, being real, you know, she's cute now, don't get me wrong. She was really cute now when first married. How that is. And y'all talked about that some in class this morning, how that romanticism seems to be a little higher than maybe it is as you get older. But anyway, at that time, you know, I was really, you know, involved and you know, surrounded with her. But at that time, when that happened, that wasn't what went through my mind. I was just mad. You know, so I pulled the car over, jerked the car over. I stopped it real quick. She's still composed, you know. And she's just like, well, honey, what's the first thing you think we ought to do? First thing that I want to do, I tell you the first thing. It's how what I'm thinking, you know. And she goes, well, I guess we should pray, right? Now, you know, I've been a Christian most of my life, and I've grown up with Christian parents, but I had never once prayed for a contact. That was a new experience for me. And I really, to be honest, wasn't taught to pray about little things. My family, I guess like most Christian families, we prayed about big things that happened, big decisions. So this is the first time I had an encounter with someone who taught me to pray about finding little things on the board. So, you know, I did it. I didn't pray with a lot of faith. I just, you know, went through the prayer to get it over with. So, because I was mad and I was upset and I was wanting to start finding that contact before it, I don't know, disappeared in the thin air like I thought it might. So I prayed the prayer. We got through with the prayer and we looked a little bit around where she was sitting. We couldn't find it. And she was starting to get a little nervous too, because she knew we didn't have a lot of money and everything. And all I remember for some reason is I had the feeling of I needed to get out of the car. I'm serious. So I just got out of the car. It's a two-door Hyundai. Eagle, Goodyear Eagle tires, okay? So we laugh at it. Had nice tires, even if the car wasn't worth 10 cents. But anyway, I get out of the car. And for some reason, it's a hatchback. So I pushed my seat forward. And again, I don't know why, and I looked back where her seatbelt connects to the floor. And there it was, laying right there. Now, that might not seem so miraculous to you, except that our car has a completely black interior. You're looking for a clear contact on a black interior. Now, imagine that. Imagine the chances of me finding that contact. Could have been circumstance. Then prayer. My wife has had me do that now. We've been married almost 24 years. She's had me do that so many times that I don't scoff at it anymore. I just do it. And it works. It settles me down, it gets me focused, and invariably, we accomplish what we're looking for. Maybe that's not the first reaction of many of us when we find something. The first thing we want to do is react and act, right? Get down on the knees and put your hand under the drink machine. You know, that's the first thing. But I think what this story is encouraging us to remember is that the first thing that Jesus wants us to do is to follow his example. Now, in Luke chapter 6, if you look over there, when he's making big decisions, even little decisions, or things that need to be decided, what's the first thing we find him doing? Take a look over in Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. And I'll come back to that in a moment. Luke chapter 6, verse 12 through 16. Hai, tomo shi wi o tsukeru. Tsunai, ni sama, inori shita. Tsunai, o inori shimashita. Mazu, 私たちが何か探してる決める前にお祈りしておくがいい。二つ目のポイントはですが、また八節に書いてあるんですね。灯火をつけ、次何書いてあるんですか。家を吐き、家を吐きですか。吐き、ほうきを使ってきれいにする。それはまあイメージは頭の中に見えるんですが、意味は何でしょう。イエス様は私たちに何を理解してもらいたいんでしょうか。いいですか。ルカ6章のさっき読んだ箇所なんですが、今度は41と42節見てもらっていいですか。家を吐き、So you read Luke chapter 6 verses 12 through 16, and we find Jesus doing what before he chose his 12 disciples? Praying, right? This is just one passage. I could have chosen any of a number of places, but that was the first thing Jesus did before he began anything. Even after he was baptized, he went into the wilderness and did what for 40 days and nights, right? He prayed as well as fasted, right? So what's your first reaction when something happens? When you lose something, or when you know something needs to be done? Is it the jump up? Is it a knee-jerk reaction to kind of, you know, your emotions want to take off and move? Or is it to compose yourself and pray? I think that's what this passage is teaching us to do. Second point is also in the same verse. The next thing she did after she turned on the light, so to speak, was she swept the house. Up a broom, and she swept. What is there in that? Look in Luke chapter 6, verses 41 and 42. See if you can make a connection there. Same chapter you just read, just move on down to verses 41 and 42. ちょっと強い箇所ですね。思いませんか。強っ、ね、ある兄弟、あるお友達、ある試合、接待する前に何必要なんですか。自分の邪魔者解くんですね。解きます。どうやって、これ見えないんだよ、ほら見えないから、これ最初取って捨てる。なぜなら、そのなんか何々を見つけたいときに、なんかよく見えないだったらもっと時間かかるし、もしかしてその邪魔者のせいで見つからないかもしれないでしょうか。自分の生活の中に、自分の心の中に、自分の考え方、その邪魔者あるではないでしょうか。そういう意味があると思います。ここで霊的な法器を使って邪魔者を解きますし、そういう意味です。3つ目のポイント、目を入れて探す。 ですね。まず、灯火をつける。灯火をつけてから、その後、家を吐き。それしてから、目を入れて捨てます。目を入れて、どういう意味でしょうね。簡単に。よく忙しましょう。それも基本じゃないですか。なんか見つか本当に見つけたいときに、もちろん力入れて探しますよ。もうですが、もっと深い意味あるではないでしょうか。今度は、ですか、15章の4節。ここに見てもらっていいですか。ルカの同じ箇所なんですけど、15の4節。So there you are. You turn on the lights, and now you find you can't see what it is you're looking for. What's the problem then? Well, there are many possibilities, and I'm not assuming that it's the same for everyone, but one possibility is there are things in your life that are impairing your vision. Inconsistencies in your faith.Your walk with God. And He's sending that message to you. He's saying, yeah, you do. You need to find, but you know what? Before you do that, I got something. You better get out of the closet and get rid of it. I got some inconsistency in your life that has to be straightened out first. I don't know about you, but since I came to Japan, God has had a way of revealing things that I never knew were in my closet. Things that were in my life that I didn't see when I was back home.Where I came from. I'm so thankful He brought me to this land, shook me up, and to be honest, at the very first, I didn't enjoy seeing those planks in my eye. I didn't enjoy knowing about that. It unsettled me. But I'm thankful that even though those processes still happen, that God's taught me that when I rid myself, when I work through, I get rid of, I take care of those things first, it's so much easier for me to find.What it is He wants me to look for. Now, how about you in your life? You have inconsistencies. Well, you know, you're young, your faith as a Christian is still growing, that's okay. But don't be satisfied with that. When God reveals that to you, when you become aware of that plank, when you become aware of that, those things that are impairing your vision, don't stop.Work through the process. Let God make you a more consistent Christian. It can be any number of things. I'm not here to assume what it might be for each of you, but I would have a hard time believing that you could come up to me and honestly say, you know what, since I've been here, Mark, I haven't found any inconsistency whatsoever in my life. That might be possible, but maybe you just haven't been here long enough.But I think if you're here long enough, God will reveal something to you about yourself, about your walk with Him that has to be cleaned up. Maybe has to be thrown away. So I encourage you to continue examining that and looking for that so that you can become a better searcher for God. The last point is in the same verse, and that is finally verse 15 after lighting the lamp.And sweeping the house, we are to search carefully. Search carefully. Again, doesn't that go without saying? I mean, that's the very purpose you're wanting, I mean, that you're motivated to begin in the first place this journey. What does it mean to search? Look back up in verse 4. You can find something more direct, more specific about searching. Right?15の4節、何書いてありましたか？見つけ出す。見つけ出す、書いてありますね。そういう動詞、そこにあります。探すというのは、探し方、いろんな探し方あるかもしれないんですが、皆さんに進めたいのは、自分の立場、自分のところから行かなくちゃダメです。どういう意味ですか、まあ、いいですか。あと1箇所、マルコ16章の15節。マルコの16章の15節、何書いてありますか。有名な箇所ですね。イエス様、天国帰るちょっと前に 弟子たちにそうこういう言葉を言ったんですね。聖書、教会聖書は98ページ、マルコによる福音書の16章の15節。それからイエスは言われた。全世界に何をするんですか？
行く。行きなさい。行って。
イエスはこういうこと言ってないよ。じゃあ自分の家でちょっと休んでお客さん呼びに来た時に、あ、ぜひ私のことを伝えてください、書いてあります？書いてないですね。あのちょっと内気の方で、あの自分の子供たち、自分のご主人、自分の奥様にちょっと自信、そんなに自信なくてもいいですよ。ぜひちょっと喧嘩しないように、あの福音の言葉言わなくてもいいですよ。そういうこと書いてある？書いてないですね。何書いてある？行く、行きなさい。自分の立場から行かなくちゃダメです。つまり相手のいるところに私たちが行く、そういう命令書いてあります。いいですね。そう思わない？そのままで待ってお客さん呼びに来た時に、あ、どうですか、あのこれはぜひ進め、そういうこと書いてないですね。私たちが薬、あの霊的ながんの薬持ってるんですよ。そう思わない？私たちの周りにみんな死んでしまうんですよ、こういう薬出せないと。思わない？本当のがんの薬持ってやると、あの自分の家でそのままで待つんですか？じゃあ病気の人たち呼びに来た時だけあげる？それバカじゃないでしょうか。そういう薬なんか誰か見つけて、あのなんか作ると、もちろんあの新聞に、雑誌に、ラジオで、テレビで述べ伝えるんでしょう。と思わない？それ自然でしょうか。ぜひ皆さん、はい、飲んでください。飲むと元気になりますよ。がんなくなります。ぜひ受けてください。問題は何でしょう？値段だよね。もしかしてこういう、薬の値段は1億円とかかかるかもしれないでしょうか、本当に作ると。だから福音の値段はいくらなんですか？福音の値段、聖書に何書いてある？みんな答え分かんないです。タラですね。霊的のがんの薬はタラです。それは一番いいニュースではないでしょうか。私たちのまだ救われてないご主人、奥様たち、子供たち、孫たち、周りの職場のいる人たち、みんな受けた方がいい。まあ受けたいかどうかは分からないんだけど、でもちゃんとね、その霊的のがんの説明すると、あ、じゃあどこであの薬をもらうんでしょうか、多分聞いてもらうんでしょう。その後はイエス様の福音のメッセージですね、の自然に伝えて、あのみんなが受けたいと思うんです。私は 100% 信じて、こういうメッセージ、イエス様がここに書いてある、ぜひ覚えてください。最後にあのルカ19章の10節、あのもう見てもらっていいですか？ルカ19章の10節So you probably see where I'm headed with this, but basically what we've got is this situation. When you're looking for something, you know, like for example, if I drop a coin, I have to make a decision. Do I get down on my knees and I look for it, or do I just walk away? When my wife drops a contact, an earring, or a wedding ring, there's another story I could tell you about, what do I do? You know, just to say, okay, that's just too bad, and just leave it at that? See, we have to actively make a choice. And that usually is go to where we think the thing that's lost is. That's what the lady did. She didn't just stay and say, oh, well, I've got 9 other coins, so hey, I can deal with this. No, she went to where she thought the coin was. I think that's the message here for us. Why did many of you come to Japan? Because you knew there were lost people in this country. And that might not have been the first thing that's on your mind, but certainly you're aware of that now, if nothing else. There are lost people all over the world, and many of them are right here in this country. You left the place where you were, and you went to where the lost ones were. That's why we're here. That's what we do. Now, we may not all do it the same way. Some of us are teachers. Some of us are housewives. Or some of us are good at computers. Some of us are good at sports. You know, God has a way of moving us wherever we are and using whatever talents and abilities He has to take us to people that are lost. The point is, are you aware of that? You just let relationships just kind of run their course? You don't have any direction or feeling whatsoever what to do with that? That's a waste. Because, you know, you're walking around with the greatest, how should we say, medicine of all. You have the spiritual cancer medicine right in the palm of your hands, right in your heart. It's just the message of Jesus Christ, right? Think about it. If you had discovered or you found out that there was a cure for cancer in this world, what would you do with it? Would you stay at home and say, well, when someone comes to visit me and if they happen to have cancer, then I'll give it to them? How ridiculous that is. How about you? I'd be sticking it in the newspaper. I'd be putting it on the radio, having it on the TV, walking around shouting and say, hey man, what you need? I got it. What's the next problem? The problem is this right here, right? What's it going to cost? That's what people are going to want to know. They might want, hey, look, you got that, but hey, I live on the street, man. I ain't got $1 million for that. How are you going to take care of that? That's the best news of all, isn't it? Because then we can tell people that's what? It's free, baby. It's free. You can have it at no cost. It didn't cost you anything. It cost another guy quite a bit, but let me tell you about that. See, that's where you start from. But you've got to make people aware of that. First, you can't just take relationships and just let them flow down the stream of life and say wherever they go and whatever happens, that's the way it is. No, no, no. You have to have a direction in mind. You have to have a purpose. And then God works through your understanding of that purpose. The Holy Spirit guides you into a place where you can interact with that person and bring the gospel to their lives. So when you turn on that light, don't scoff like I did to prayer. When you start sweeping, remind yourself, I'm human too. There's got to be something here. God's trying to work and weed out of my life also. That keeps us humble, right? And then finally, leave where you're at, like you did to come here. But don't get satisfied where you're at here in Japan now, right? There's still places God wants to take you and things He wants to do with you. This story, light the lamp, sweep the house, go search diligently. I pray that God will do that for you. I have one more story. I'll try to make it real quick, and then I'll go back into Japanese. Y'all know the art tower over here, Geijitsukan? We first moved to Japan, there was a flea market. I always could never figure out if it was flea or free. I don't know. Do they still do that now? They still have the flea market. Okay. So, when my boys were, we moved here when Christian was like 2.5 and Charlie was like 1.5 or something like that years old. And after about half a year, we found out about that. We were living, you know, with my and his parents about 30 minutes from here. And we made our way into town and found out about the flea market. One day we went to visit. Now, there are literally thousands of people. You've never been there. Just thousands of people, street vendors, people just covering the whole lawn and selling things, right? And you can't tell one person from another, especially in this country. Everybody wears the same color. It looks the same, right? You know, I'm walking around, noticing and enjoying. All of a sudden, I look around, and Charlie's gone. I got Christian. Caroline's not here yet. And I see Miami. I said, honey, have you seen Charlie? I thought he was with you. I said, you know what's coming next, right? I thought he was with you. You know? That's what parents always say, because we don't want to do lots of women. That works in some cases, by the way, guys. That doesn't work at all. So what's the first thing you think I did? Okay, we'll find him later. You think I did that? Or did you think I said, oh, I got one more son. Hey, so hey, you know, hey. Or do you think I sat there and said, well, he'll come back to me? You know exactly what I did, right? I started yelling. I didn't care how embarrassing it was. I started yelling, Charlie! My enemy did the same thing. I'm serious. We searched for 30 minutes. We could not find him. Can you imagine the thoughts that were running through my mind? I mean, I know it seems ridiculous in the middle of the day, but as parents, that's what happens to you. And your mind just starts, because you know, you read those stories, right? I'm in a country, at this time, I don't speak the language. I don't really know the customs that well. I'm really nervous, you know. I'm in Japan, I don't have a lot of money. I'm just getting my business off the ground. Everything's going, what am I, don't have money to pay for it. I prayed. Suddenly, there was an urge. I can't explain. And I went to my left, just like you can imagine happening again. I went to my left, and I saw a door. And again, I'm new to Miko. I don't know much about this place. And I went down the stairs. You know, my mind's already starting to think, if I was a little kid, and I saw an open door, especially Charlie, you know. So, and I went down the stairs. You know what I found? I found a huge underground parking lot. Now, Charlie's about this high, but from the time he was 6 months old, he could roll, and you've seen his prayer, he could roll, jump, you know, do belly flops and break my ribs and everything, you know, just the kind of kid he was. So I knew that he was somewhere in that garage. I just knew it. So again, I prayed, and I started running through that garage, yelling his name, looking, running around like a crazy father, throwing my hands, stopping cars and looking, you know, making sure that he wasn't anywhere around before they traveled in front of him. People must have thought, you know, how did he get a visa in this country, you know? But I didn't care. I could be a crazy father because I'm going to find my son. You know how I am? That's how you feel. I'm going to find my son. Nothing is stopping me. Ran through that garage for 10 minutes and couldn't find him. I just knew that he'd gotten run over, or, you know, I just, again, couldn't figure out what happened. I ran up the other side, came out, and guess what I saw? He was standing right there with Maggie. And he had this look on his face, and he was just smiling, that little, he was looking, I said, boy, where were you? He said, well, Dad, I went down those stairs, ran through the parking lot, playing hide-and-go-seek. I said, you mean you've been downstairs in the parking lot, running around cars, playing hide-and-go-seek for the last 30 minutes? Yeah, Dad. I just picked him up. I hugged him. I wanted him to do a lot of things. But I also had that feeling of love, right? Like, oh, I found him. My son. All those things I thought, the things that could have happened, didn't happen. The son that I thought was lost was found. If you haven't had that feeling before, it can happen. It doesn't have to happen physically with a friend. With a child, it can happen with a friend, a loved one, a sister, a brother who's not saved yet. It can happen. I pray that God brings you to those situations. And remember the advice he gives us here. Turn on the lights. Pray. Sweep the house. Get anything that might be in the way out of the way. And finally, don't stop looking till you find it. Don't stop. Hi. お待たせしました。三つ目のポイントですね。目の入れで探す。15章の4節の見つけ出すという意味なんですけどね。ルカ19章の10節、失われたもの、なくしたったものと同じ意味なんですね。失われたものはどういう意味ですか？まだ救われてない人なんですね。失われたものはまだ救われてない、まだ神様の愛と出会ったことない、だからまだ霊的ながんが自分の体にあるというの意味です。今日のメッセージは2つなんですね。1つはまだ救われてないもの、自分の周りにいるとどうするんですか。これが多分この話よく分かれば、イエス様のアドバイス理解していると思います。まず灯火をつける、お祈りするんですね。二つ目は胃を吐き、つまり邪魔者 よくね、見えるようにそれすべ、すべて出して捨てる。三つ目は相手のところに行く、見つけ出す、目を入れて探す。まあ、最後にあと一つのお話をして終わりにしたいと思います。僕ね、もうそろそろ17年前日本にやってきたんですが、その時に、まあ、日本語全然しゃべなくて、日本の習慣もあまり分からなくて、真由美の、今白里というの町なんですけど、そこに暮らしてたんですね。まだ密教教会に汚いところですね。そこで2人でビジネスを作って、生活始まったんですね。日本の生活、またあまりお金あまりなかったんですが、まあ、クリスティン・トチャリ、アメリカに生まれて、まあ、結婚の10年目ぐらいなんですが、2人で頑張ったんですね。ある日、ある土曜日に、みんな、ニートの芸術館のフリーマーケットは知ってますか？毎週ではないんですけど、多分まだそこで自分のいらないもの、それとも売りたいものはみんなそこで、そこに置いて、お客さんが見に来て、自然、そこで買うんですね。その時に私とマユはちょっと、家のものをたくさんまだ置いてなかったので、そこに探しに行った。その探しに行った時にクリスティン・チャーリー、うちの長男と次男も連れて行ったんですが、残念だけど今日はチャーリーがいないんですが、2人連れて行ったんです。まあ、30分ぐらい経ってから突然チャーリーはいなくなっちゃったんですね。もちろん、マイミは呼んで、マイミは、チャーリーはどこにいるんですか？わかんないよ。君と一緒に行ったと思ったんですけど、いや、私じゃないよ。マイミ一緒に行ったと思った。それは普通の親の話なんですね。その後、私、何したのかわかりますか？反応は。じゃあ、まあ、とにかくもう一人の息子いるからいいさ。思わなかったんですね。あとそれだけではなくて、心配してもそのままで、じゃあチャリは戻ってくるまでに待ってたと思います。チャリまだ2歳なんですよ。戻ってくると思う？多分戻ってこないでしょ。もちろんちょっと野生なんていうかな、ちょっとパニになっちゃったみたい、お父さんかもしれないんだけど、その中でちょっと大きい声で、チャーリーどこにいる、チャーリー、チャーリーどこにいる、チャーリー、これ返事して。30分ぐらいやったんですよ。返事来なくて、帰ってこなくて、チャーリーどうする、どうする、非常に心配してて、その後私 何したのか分かります？思いました。さっきの話と同じように、コンタクトなかなかいなくなったらお祈りするんでしょう。これもっと大切なもので、もちろんお祈りしたんですね。お祈りしてからまたコンタクト同じぐらい雰囲気で、なんとなく私のなんかこっちの方がいいと思うと気がつかんですね。そこでドアあった、ドアですね、嫌いのあれ、どうかな、私チャリだったら多分あれは面白そう、行ってみたいと思うから、やっぱりそこに探しに行った。そこ行ってから階段、長い階段あったんですね。やっぱりチャリはこういうもの見れば多分行くんじゃないかなと思って降りたんですね。下に降りたら広い駐車場見つけました。知ってましたか？芸術館の下に非常に広い駐車場があります。やっぱりチャリはここにいるんじゃないかなと思ってて、20分ぐらい探してた。まだ見つからなくて、いや、頭の中で、人がいなくなると、これから生活どういう風になる、前にもどういう反応するか非常に心配してて、見つからないと。まあ、その、 なんか反対側にもう一つの出口があって、そこで階段上がったんですね。上がってから最初の見た姿は、まあ、妹ちゃん、チャリに尋ねてみると、チャリどうしたの、お前どこ行ったのか、お前俺はずっと探してて心配して出したのお前したと思います。最初にしたのは隠し事ですね。おかしくないでしょ。父さんは1時間近くに探してて見つけると、まあもちろん少し怒ってた、まあ、もちろんそういう気持ちもあったんですが、もうそれ怒る、ね、怒りよりもあったのは、まあ、聞きたいことがわからないんだけど、その後でね、チャリから聞いてたのは、お前本当は何したんですか、父さん。それはそれね、あのね、私は師匠上で、あのないないば、いや、ないないばっていうの、うん、あ、かくれんぼある、はい、はい、はい、はい、違うね、これあ、かくれんぼやったんですよ。お前は師匠上でかくれんぼ、面白いよお父さん。私は車の後ろでこれ待ってて、お父さんまで来ないかなと、もちろんこうなっちゃったんですね。その時にあのもちろん強くに話したね、お前はもうそれはしないね、ちょっと後にペンペンしてね、はい、まあこういう話が皆さんが経験したことあるかどうかは分からないんだけど、僕の気持ち理解できるんでしょ。私たちのまだ救われてないものと同じなんですよ。私たちが探しに行かないと見つけられないかもしれない。自分のお父さん、お母さん、息子、娘、職場の相手、近所の方々、私たちが霊的のがんの薬持ってるのでどうするんですか。そのままで待ってみんな呼びに来た時に、その時に死ぬ、あの見せてあげる、まあ、それ悪くないんだけど、多分それよりもリス様ね教えてるのは、自分のところから出しなさい、行けなさいだよ。そんなに良いニュースはあの静かに持たないでみんなに伝えてよ。からイエス様が最後に言ったことは、正解に行けなさいというのをメッセージ弟子たちに伝えた。皆さん、私も同じように進めたい。こういう話でぜひ灯火をつける祈り、身を吐き邪魔者を毒、最後に目を入れて探す、自分のところから行って相手は見つけるように行ってほしい。